first of all, I was so impressed by the ASO, by the symphony and how they play, the beautiful Alice Stevens Center, getting to know the orchestral family, meaning the musicians, but also the staff and all the friends of the orchestra. It's just the Southern hospitality, and just everything seemed to line up. I think it's a great place to raise kids as well, very family friendly. And I have two small girls and about to have our boy in a couple of months. So everything lined up in a way. And I've been very much interested in being at the helm of a major symphony orchestra. Not going from place to place as a freelancer. This is a nice way to kind of put an imprint of my ideas and to collaborate more in depth with an ensemble.
The Masterworks series begins Friday night. Give me an overview of what's on the program.
We're going to open our season with one of the greatest American composers, living American composers, Joan Tower. We're going to be playing Tambor. It's a piece that translates to drum. She's an American composer with deep Hispanic ties. She grew up in Latin America. So as a Latino coming here, I figured this would be very fitting. We then continue with Korngold, the great European composer who moved to the U.S. and was a father of the Hollywood sound. And this is a great piece because it is luscious, like Hollywood music you would expect, but also following the traditions of the old continent. Then we follow with another great American piece by John Corigliano, the Oscar and multiple award-winning composer, who is, in this case, is looking the other way around, from America looking to Europe with the Mannheim Rocket, a great piece that tells a story about a rocket going up into flight and meanwhile telling the history of music. So you get to hear very snippets of the classics. And then as the rocket comes down, you hear the same music, but in retrograde or in the inverse version. It's full of humor, and it's a great display of orchestral colors. And then at the very end, we hear Strauss' fantastic and luscious Der Rosenkavalier concert suite. So it's all the great orchestral moments of one of the greatest operas of all time.
For people who are used to hearing a defined melody, which mm-hmm. isn't always present in a contemporary piece, mm-hmm. how would you suggest that they kind of approach a work like the Corigliano?
In his music, for example, I could relate some of his sound world to something like early Pink Floyd, for example, where they were also exploring sounds, or Frank Zappa. There are musicians in all kinds of genres who have stepped out, a little bit out of bounds to what people are accustomed to, and from then start to explore sounds. Some of them went really far out there in different genres as well. But some of them stayed close enough that one can recognize where they're coming from. They're just expanding our experience. And in the end, that's what music is doing all the time, no matter what the genre is.
Conductors generally put their own stamp on an orchestra. You conducted the Alabama Symphony Orchestra at the end of last season. Is that enough time to figure out where you want to take the orchestra musically?
Yes, by this I mean it in a very humble way. My personal curiosities, I feel I can make an imprint with the programming of this orchestra. This orchestra is known for its adventurous programming, so I like to try things out and bring some pieces that people might not have heard. But they also like to bring the classics and the main core repertoire as well. There's a good balance of that. So in that sense, I want to keep expanding on that. yet I also can say from the other way around, I feel that the level of this orchestra is such that I find my place to learn and grow from within. I'm not the type of guy who comes and says, thank you for everything. Now forget everything you've done before. This is how things are done. This is how we play ball. I'm not going to do that. I never liked that myself when I was a cellist in the orchestra. Orchestras of this kind are so good that there's a lot of information there already. And, these are thinking individuals. So it's all about enabling that process to be very smooth. And so by the time the concert comes, we have a very cohesive and expressive performance.
When you're on the podium mm-hmm. and you're conducting, whether it's at a rehearsal or at the actual performance, whether it's with the Alabama Symphony Orchestra or any other orchestra, is there ever a part of you that just kind of steps outside yourself and says, isn't this like the coolest job ever?
I don't think there's a week when there isn't a parenthesis of personal thought where I just say, wow, what an amazing place to be. I always say that the greatest seat in the house is the one where you don't get to sit. I'm standing there in the middle of music and enabling for it to happen. This is something I love about conducting. Of course, you're shaping the moment. You're in the moment with a fantastic ensemble in front of you. And it's only at the very end when you get to see if you hit home or not. Fortunately, it's been very good and warm here in Birmingham. And yes, of course, when you see that happening throughout the process and then at the very end, it's a very, very magical feeling. I love what I do. Yes, absolutely.